So I just thought I'd record a boo. It's a bit windy, hopefully it won't get in the mic too much if I put my hand in the way. It's just a boo about depression really, which is not going to be fun to listen to, I wouldn't have thought. My kind of cycle is a little bit unpredictable, and there are things I can do, mental exercises and that kind of thing, to break the cycle or to notice things about what stage in the cycle I'm at, and take steps in the way I sort of think and behave and organise my day to minimise the depth or height of the cycle, depending on which part of it I'm at. Sometimes you just can't fight it though, and sometimes it reaches new highs or lows that you, relative to the stage in the cycle you're at, aren't very easy to understand. At the moment I don't feel like I should be in a deep depression. The sun's out, the weather's heating up massively, it's really warm, and those things are, you know, traditionally things that cheer people up, as they say. The problem with depression is it kind of ignores those cues sometimes. Well, the problem with my depression. And it just saps all the life out of you and stops you having any motivation or desire to do anything other than wallow. Sleep patterns suffer, because when you feel, for me, when I feel happier than I felt, I don't want to go to bed again, because I know that often I wake up feeling dreadful, and I know it's counter, you know, it's not contrary to common sense, but like, obviously if you're going to be healthy you've got to have a regular sleep pattern, but it's hard to ignore the fact that you know, 18 hours into being awake you should go to sleep, but it's hard to ignore the fact that you're feeling, if you're feeling happier, more functional, albeit tired, it's hard to ignore that and go to sleep. It's often very tempting to just grab it and stay awake, and when that happens usually I don't fare too well in the long term. It's happened recently. And part of it is kind of avoidable. I don't know which part, I don't know whether, I don't know, you know, it's difficult to tell yourself to go to sleep when you know that you may well wake up and feel like a piece of crap again. Something I suppose is very important to do. One of my medications is a fairly low dose antidepressant that accompanies my other pill for my other antidepressant, which is a higher dose, and it's designed really to make me sleep. So the reason I'm on it is for its sleep making properties. I know when I'm really manic, because even if I take one of them I don't fall asleep. I know when I'm really manic in other ways, but when I'm not in a particularly severe part of the cycle, when I'm just generally low or generally excitable, the generally excitable is easy to confuse with just being me, because I've always been generally excitable. The generally low is easy to confuse with not having an income. Of the sort of things that you'd expect anyone wouldn't feel too chirpy about. I guess I know when I'm really, you know, a part of the cycle that is a little bit out of my control or a lot out of my control, when sleep always seems like the best thing to be doing. Or being awake always seems like the best thing to be doing. I also have a tendency to just zone in on one particular part of life and not really be able to think about other parts of life. And sometimes that's good and productive. Sometimes it's bad and unhealthy and exasperates my illness. Gaming is something that I've always been able to do to escape, but sometimes I game to extreme or just sit there and watch other people playing in pro leagues and just can't think about anything other than that game. I call it a game. So it's esports that I'm really into, competitive games that require some thinking. Dota 2, StarCraft being the main two. But generally, days like today make me realise that, like, I've been feeling really quite low for 2 weeks and I've kind of denied that to myself and hidden it from Claude and just generally tried to, you know, put on a brave face kind of thing in between grabbing sleep whenever I could, often for like 18 hours in a day, making sure I'm awake when Claude gets home from work. And yeah, like I say, days like today when the sun's really been out all day, full hot, it's a proper summer's day, and yet I still feel really low, really make me, or really kind of confirm things aren't great at the minute, I suppose. Been spending too much time looking at what we built with Love Fresh and how, what could have been kind of thing. Had a kind of 18 hour period of looking up new contacts and before it occurred to me that it was kind of not a lot of point because I am not well enough to go and see them, and you can't pitch something to people over the phone very well. I was considering approaching Waitrose and either interesting them in buying Love Fresh or as a way of connecting with all the local food producers in the UK, or partnering, you know, investing. And you know, the problem with that is that it's such an unknown quantity of how we take it forward. I suppose if I had a good amount of money, I could get Jeff back into the company and, well, he's still in the company, but Jeff back on the project full time. We could employ the resources we need to promote it and get people using it. But I can't even guarantee my own sort of mental health, so I very much doubt that anyone would be particularly keen to commit under those circumstances, and who'd blame them, you know? I certainly wouldn't. So the feeling at the moment is just like I'm walking poppy, so that's good, isn't it? I mean, that's a step forward. That's something that some days I simply can't do. I've kind of forced myself to wake up more than I wanted to today. I've drank lots of tea and I've resisted taking any kind of calming medication because, or anxiety medication, just because I kind of want to boost myself out of the depression boost myself out of the way my mind's working at the moment. And the easier way to do that is to remain a bit more clear-headed than some of the pills that I have to take make me. I've not stopped taking my antidepressants, of course, because that leads to all sorts of not good stuff. The garden, which I'd love to be filled with seedlings growing, ready for the summer and autumn eating, is just overgrown. I've tried to clear it out. I tried to force myself out there yesterday. I did have to take some medication to do that, but because I'm so unfit, because of the lack of exercise I get, really, apart from, you know, this the semi-regular walking with Poppy, it took it out of me completely, and I'm aching all over today. There's little chance of me doing any more on it today, anyway. My back's killing me. But also the petrol, the lawnmower's run out of petrol, and I can't get to the garage just the way I am at the moment to fill the tank up. At least I have been able to get out into the woods though, and it's Poppy, obviously thankful for that. Having said that, you know, Poppy always gets walked. It's just that then Claude has to do it, and she's working really hard. She's in a really kind of demanding job these days, and the last thing she wants to be doing when she gets home from work is an hour's walk with Poppy. Really, she only has 3 or 4 hours before she has to get to bed, the most. And I'm pretty crap currently making that easy for her, because if I don't walk Poppy, she has to. And, you know, it's just a lot for us to deal with, and it's hard for me to have an answer for it. When I'm depressed, it's something that just deepens the depression, I suppose, because you feel more and more useless. Which way pops? This way. Yeah, so I don't feel like I'm in a massive, massive deep depression. As in, you know, I don't feel the end of the world is nigh. I feel like a fairly non-functioning human. Sorry about the strange noises, I'm just ducking under trees and stuff to get around the woods. Who can't really see the positives in the future. I'm told by people that, you know, I'll bounce back, and as the years or the months and then the years roll by, you just wonder how likely that is. Maybe I should have joined some sort of support group so I can talk with this sort of stuff with people who understand completely. But then my continuing agoraphobic tendencies, which grow out of every depression, make that difficult. When late night comes along, late night calm, I can foresee myself getting to the garage. I'm going to try to today, to fill the petrol up, so tomorrow I can at least get the lawns mowed. I mean, I've been, don't get me wrong, I'm conscious of it, and I'm doing bits every day to get the food ready to grow, but it's getting close to June and it's running out of time a little bit. And it just feels pathetic, you know, not being able to just do it. And it's also frustrating, because I know when I am doing it, it really cheers me up and it gives me a sense of usefulness. And but depression isn't like that. My depression doesn't respect the things that I know are good for me. Always. It's good to be walking in the woods. Now I'm here. And that's the annoying thing, you know. A lot of things that you can do, or that you do, to kind of kick you out of a certain way, pattern of your day. can be pretty obvious to you, but it doesn't mean it makes them necessarily easier to just do. Like, I knew if I'd got to get to the woods, it would lift me enough to at least do an audio boo and record some thoughts from my diary. And so, you know, the bystander would say, well, you should make sure you go to the woods every day. Well, you know, that's easier said than done. However pathetic that may seem. It certainly makes me feel pathetic. I can hear someone coming. I do get a little bit anxious after Poppy was attacked in here because it's a woods, because it's up and down. It's often hard to see people until it's too late. Although we don't see many people on our walks. In fact, you know, when I say see people, the chances are we'll bump into one person if we, at the worst, you know, or at the best, or whatever you want to say. But certainly, it's easier to enjoy a manic stage than it is to enjoy a depressive stage, which seems obvious to say. The problem is, it's also easier to stop myself reaching those manic stages than it is to fight myself out of depressions. So, just jump that river, stream. The woods is full of growth anyway. The grass is getting long, unfeasibly long for the woods because it's obviously dappled by all the overhanging trees. Bluebells are dying out. The ferns are coming up. All the leaves are unfolded. More on the way. New shoots coming everywhere. Certainly this is the growing season, and the field we live in is full of barley, I think it is, this season. And which has all produced nice, luscious heads in the past week or so with the weather improving and grown about another 2 feet high. So you can see positivity around you everywhere. And I think that's really what I was trying to say in this boo. The frustrating part is that sometimes you want to be able to bottle that positivity and just give yourself a big injection of it, but it doesn't seem to work like that always. Anyway, I'll focus on my dog, not talking into my phone for any longer, and I'm going to try and get some petrol when I get back from here, or a bit later on. She's really good. She comes straight back to me. Good girl. Let's give you a treat. And then, and then just try and keep sleep patterns regular. I may have to adjust. I'm moderating an American tournament, which I love, and it gives me a feeling of worth, but it's 2 a.m. to 6 a.m, so it means a regular sleep pattern of bed about 6 or 7. Getting up about 2 or 3, and that's okay until I start to get depressed, and then I don't want to get up at 2 or 3. I just want to stay in bed, and then next thing I know, Claude's coming home and I've done nothing around the house, and it just exasperates the feeling of low. So, yeah, I don't know how workable that is in the future. Anyway. It's not a rational thing, is the conclusion of depression, and it's very different to just feeling low. And if I didn't have this accompanying agoraphobia, it might be a hell of a lot easier, but I'm so much happier inside a house with no chance of meeting people, and yeah, that makes it harder. But end of my 20 minutes, I'm going to stop the boo. Never seem to be able to put into words quite how depression feels, because usually when I'm talking about it, I'm depressed, so I don't feel massively articulate. But for me, it's just like a life sapper. And the main thing I do is focus on not letting it sap the last little shreds of life out of my thought process, and try to keep some kind of perspective on the fact it's an illness. I can't help it. Anyway, that's it.